we go. Yo, 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 yo.
What's happening?
How's the players?
Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
Karina. Emily.
We forgot to tell you about the intro, bro.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We got Emily here with us. She was one of our first guests. Literally ever, I think.
Yeah, I just saw the picture today. That was one of the pictures I didn't delete from my phone.
Aww.
Swear to God, Abby.
You still have that
one? I was telling the guys I was deleting stuff from my phone because I have like 45,000 pictures.
I think that's the most I've ever heard of.
I know. How many do you have?
I have less than 1,000. Hey, let me get this. No. Get this. That's from 2012, I think is when it started.
Your life sounds mad boring though.
It's not though, because I just am kind of OCD about going through it and deleting shit. All screenshots, all like pointless shit. I just delete it.
Well, I should have been doing that because that's the reason why I have fucking 48,000 pictures, because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But do you upload your shit?
Don't need to.
So those are like the only pictures.
If it's on my phone, baby.
This is what I'm trying to say. You're not like, you don't upload those to like your computer or like iCloud?
It's in the cloud.
In the cloud. So all your shit that you delete, still some of it is already in the cloud.
It's all in the cloud. But I have like 120 gigs on my phone and I'm only using half of that. Everyone's shocked.
I'm like, we pay extra for our manager.
Straight up, we can have extra fucking space. I never knew that. To this day, I still don't even understand. I'm over here like trying to Google shit. What is the cloud like? How does the cloud work? Where the fuck's the cloud? Like, I have so many questions, bro. Like, does my shit automatically upload to the cloud?
The shit in the sky, bro.
I've been looking up this whole time.
Yeah, how do we get access to the cloud?
It's
like it just goes there and then like, that's it.
All right, let me explain it like you're 5 years old.
I need that.
Please.
Please.
Back in the day, you had one computer. That was just called a computer. Now, they fucking buy warehouses, fill it up with computers. And they call it the cloud.
What?
So.
Wait, so if someone breaks in, they can see all my pictures?
Basically.
Yeah, that's how shit gets leaked, right?
But technically, it's encrypted. That's like the key word. So that technically, like, it can't be hacked.
How encrypted are we talking?
That's where you're getting into the weeds. And I don't know what to tell you there.
I can't help you there, buddy.
You can only take us so far.
But it basically means like when something's in the cloud, it's on a bunch of different computers instead of just one. So if one of those computers like gets destroyed, now it's like you have tons of backups everywhere.
Wow.
So something in the cloud could technically never be deleted. Unless they like bomb Amazon or something. Apple.
Unless they bomb Amazon.
I was like, wrong company. I know.
Every big tech company has their own cloud, bro.
So, but like I can always go back to the cloud and get something.
Yes.
So it's like, it just leaves you, but it's not like a goodbye. It's like a
see you later.
Depends. Like, it sounds like you deleted it from the cloud, bro.
Wait. No. Hold on. I never logged in no fucking cloud. All I did was I was from the phone, yeah, but not the cloud. Started to scare me now. Because
wait, okay. The phone and the cloud are basically the same thing.
How the fuck is that
because
possible?
Because your photos are connected to iCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you delete it from your photos,
yeah,
it gets deleted from iCloud.
But I already uploaded it to my laptop, no?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is an off-pod conversation.
Now I'm a little scared now because I don't know. maybe it was just the cloud that was on the laptop. Like, now I have so many fucking questions.
Yeah, by the way, if it's not in the cloud, you're fucked, bro.
Damn, this is so fucking confusing.
There goes like all our memories.
I know.
Except for mine.
Yeah. Still got Emily right there. My first picture.
Listen, before we get into any topics, I don't think we've ever told people to like rate our podcast before. The only times we've ever done it is like... After the hour, like we're done.
Like Apple Music, right? I mean Apple.
Apple Podcasts.
Like.
Spotify.
Subscribe.
Literally anywhere you listen, there's probably a way to rate it. YouTube.
Yeah. I think Spotify is you get stars, right?
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
Same it's Apple stars, right?
Yeah. 5 stars everywhere. If you're thinking about doing less than 5, just don't bother.
Just don't do that. Yeah. Please don't do that.
But I know how many people listen and like 20 something of them have rated and that's not cool.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's a bunch of bullshit, you know?
So click pause and go do it.
Takes like 10 seconds.
Haters.
Thank you.
Also, we're taking topics on Instagram now. So if you want to get a shout out on the pod, or if you don't want a shout out, you can tell us that.
But we'll still shout you out.
At least give us the topic.
No, we won't.
On Instagram, before every episode, check our stories and suggest one. Because we have like four or five.
Dude, we had a good one last week. Like, honestly, I think last week was one of my favorite episodes. It was just...
That's exciting.
Clowning and shit.
It's a way for the audience to get engaged.
I listened.
Cool. There's some really interesting, like...
It's a way for Emily to get engaged.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
So she's ready. She's ready to run the show.
Yeah, what's our first topic? No, I got our first one. And this is from Carissa again.
Real one.
She said, would you rather know when... or how you die and why?
Wait,
bro. I want to know how.
I'm sorry. I think I heard you say, "Would you rather not win or die?" And that's what I swear. That's what I heard.
Would you rather know when?
No, when. Okay.
Or how you die, and you have to give a reason why.
I've heard of that one before, and it's really fucking.
You know what?
Me.
I said how, and I'm already like fucking second guessing myself.
It would have to be. Yeah, you gotta think about it.
It'd have to be when.
I want to know. Nah, see, if I know how, say
you'll be paranoid,
huh?
You'll just be paranoid for the rest of your life.
But what if I know how that I was just like of old age? I was in bed, like.
See, that'd be cool.
So you kind of already know. So now I can just
gives
fuck
you
shit
a win and
all
how.
These years. But then what if it's like, oh no, Jared, like you were in the car, like you're on 604.
Yeah, you're just scared to get in the car ever.
Now you never want to get in a car.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say when. I'd rather know when. So I can at least like prepare everyone I love. I don't know how, which kind of sucks.
But also, when is also, it's scary because what if that's like in 3 months? You just live life for the next 3 months.
But that's where it's like, I feel like either way, you're just going to be in a state of constant anxiety.
You're just really good. Yeah. Like really like stress. Like
so we'd rather not know anything actually.
Yeah, I would. I
no,
would
but you have to choose one. You have to choose, yeah. Go.
I'm team when. Because if I knew how, I'd be paranoid the rest of my life.
But what about if you, when? And it says like when you have kids or like when you're 20.
Yeah, what, that's that what whole is the year? When?
It's effed up.
See, it can be really fucking scary.
Can be.
Both can be. I'm going to go honestly just how because I really want to know how I die because I've had a lot of dreams. I've been stabbed. I've been shot. I've been thrown off a building. I've died almost every way possible.
So yo, I thought you were gonna say every night.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, Jared, that'd be scary.
No, it's because I watch a lot of like murder shit. So that's the reason why.
Jared, you were like a case study. Yeah. Like what you just said, I'm terrified.
It's funny because not that many people I've experienced it all in my dreams, bro.
I'm like taking notes.
You've never died in your dreams?
I've died, but like,
have you been stabbed?
Not every single death that you just explained.
Oh, I've been stabbed.
I think I've only been shot.
Stabbing's the worst.
I got shot up in my head.
It hurts. I felt, bro, it feels real.
It hurts.
Bro, and you know what's crazy?
He wakes up all.
You always wake up right when like you're about to like, you're on your last breath. Yeah, that's what I wake up every time.
That's what happened to me when I got
fucking
shot.
Fucking crazy. I want to actually, like meet someone who's like studies dreams or like, there's like a big study on that and to know.
I think it's one of those things that nobody understands. Like, it just don't make sense.
Because there's probably so many things that come with that. Like I've heard numerous things. Oh, like if you dream about somebody, they're thinking about you. Bro, there's no fucking way Kim Kardashian is thinking about me. Like, there's just no, absolutely not. Like, I mean, if she is, then shit. Like, I mean, damn, I'm lucky, but come on now. Like, shit's not true. Or like, yeah, some of the things, like, the last things on your mind.
I hate people who try to make sense of their dreams. No offense to anyone here.
I do.
No offense to anyone here, but.
Anyways.
I will look it up, but like, then I'm like.
The reality is, it's just our fucking minds playing tricks on us. That's all it is.
But the only dreams I ever really have are like my teeth falling out.
I've had that. Have like some nice dreams.
What does that one mean?
Yeah. I think it means like, well, for me, I think it has to do with my tooth actually. Like,
oh, your tooth really fell out.
Like it like broke. That girl was gone. but I think it has to do with like not having control over your life or something.
Mm. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deeper than any dream I've had.
For real.
Well, you've died.
Yo,
so.
Yeah. My shit just right then and there. Like,
yeah, you're dead. So we
my
can't.
My shit isn't. Yeah. And I think what's worse is whenever you have a dream, you just don't wake up. You can't go back to sleep and like actually like live it again.
Oh, I hated that, bro.
Like your dream just didn't end where you wanted to. Or was it getting too good?
Yeah, and then you wake up because you hear a noise outside and you're like, fuck that dog. You'll never be able to go back in your dream and be like, bro, I had a dream I was a hockey star. Made no sense, but it was badass.
Interesting.
I was literally on the fucking, what is it, a court or a...
The rink? Like the
hockey
ice?
Rink?
So the torque?
Ice? The ice, yeah.
The ice. Right?
I was on the ice, baby. In my dream, I was like the star player. Oh, I've never even touched a fucking hockey stick in my life.
Have you ever? That is hilarious. No. Wait, I feel like you'd be a good hockey player for some reason. Like
you just feel it.
You look like a good hockey player. Like you could be in the NHL.
You give hockey vibes.
I give hockey vibes.
Absolutely.
Well, honestly, I've never seen a hockey player. So,
I saw this hockey player took his tooth out. On the bench. Like, he literally, like, just pulled it out.
Jesus Christ.
It is crazy shit.
They do be fighting.
They built different.
They are built different.
Like, for real.
The only hockey game I ever went to, the guy got slammed, like, right in front of me. I was a kid. He got slammed into the glass, and his nose started bleeding. Never wanted to go to another game again.
You're all scared?
I'm traumatized.
Like, Dad, don't take me this shit ever again.
Dude, that was so scary. I was, like, 8 years old.
Yeah, no, I never had a hockey dream. I've had dreams of, like... You ever had like a dream about like a person? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
A dream about a person?
No. I don't know what you're saying.
Bro, you ever had like a
like
dream?
Like a wet like, dream?
Probably like smashing someone.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're about to.
Yeah.
Leads up to it. And then you wake up, bro, and you fucking didn't happen.
Yeah, that happened
to
me.
You've had that.
That happened to me.
It's one of the worst feelings in the world.
But you guys aren't able to like get back into the dream?
No, you don't.
It's only a select few times.
I can't. I'll be like, okay, this is what happened in the dream. And then I go back
it
to sleep.
It felt like... And it felt so real.
Yeah, you can manifest can it sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Manifest it.
Tried. And it sucked because you're like, damn, I was that close.
Yeah.
Third base is just... Stupid. Next dream.
Third base with Kim.
Next dream, boom, just
with
get
Kim.
Shot.
Third base with Kim,
with
huh?
Kim, yeah.
That was nice. It was a good time.
She was thinking about you.
I love you. She came across the pond.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm dead.
All right, so... Long story short, what team are you on? Team win or team how?
Probably win. Team win.
So how? You're outnumbered.
Yeah. I always am.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our next topic. This is from Jacoby. Our man Jacoby, he said, you can stop one crime from ever happening again, but you must first commit it yourself.
Oh my God.
Bro, this guy like smart.
This guy's on one for sure. Shout out Jacoby.
Good shit.
That's a fucking tough one because you can't do anything too bad.
But you want to do something bad though.
But like, because you want to stop it, right? But like,
we got to do it though.
Like, how serious?
Jared's down.
It's up to us.
Just do it once, bro. You take one for the team, then everyone's going to love you.
So you murder?
No, they're not going to love you because you did it.
But then you have to live with yourself.
So my mind goes
Do you get punished if you do
it?
Yeah,
that's a good question. See,
or is your punishment just like the guilt you have?
I don't know. Call Jacoby up.
Yeah, hit him up.
Nah, let's just say you get off, you get away with it.
Okay.
And it never happens again once you do it. I think I'll murder someone.
I'll kill someone.
But I'll murder like someone evil. So think about it. You can turn it into a positive.
Okay.
Like Dexter?
I think, okay, if we're being honest.
I'll murder a murderer.
I would kill.
Like Dexter.
I would.
Yes.
That too. And I think I would murder like, I think a lot of people probably agree. Someone who like those dudes out there. Like those sex predators. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those are some nasty ass fucking people in this world.
So you'd like, murder a sex predator?
I would, if I could strictly, yeah, like all those guys would just, I'll kill them all. If I could.
Damn, so you'd kill multiple.
Well, like, no, I'll kill one and then like, they can never, you could never do that. Like, that can never be a thing again.
Never, so you, wait,
but you're not stopping, you're not stopping what they're doing. You're just stopping murderers because you're the one murdering.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
saying?
Oh,
shit.
You would have
you're
to
only
be
stopping
the,
what you do.
Yeah.
You'd
yeah.
have to be the predator.
Okay,
I don't like this question.
No?
It's giving me anxiety.
I don't like
damn.
It.
Damn.
For real? Oh, shit.
I don't know what I would do.
This is a tough question.
It's
I
very
mean, you
heavy.
Could do something simple, like litter.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all are thinking too crazy.
We're
bro.
Thinking like jail time.
Boy, y'all went straight to murder. You're talking about us thinking too crazy.
You said, you're like, I
want to
murder
stop
someone.
I'll murder a murderer.
Okay.
Or a litter.
How would you do it? Like...
Jesus
are you prepared? Like, what's your fucking take on murder?
He's gonna
and murder?
Study.
Poison.
Humane. Kind of. Not really. I don't know.
Not humane, humane, but like not, nothing crazy. Someone? I'll put some poison in their fucking Happy Meal.
Wait, in the Nuggies? How old is the fucking
yeah,
murderer?
How old is the person?
Funny, you can smell poison. Happy meal. Isn't poison just, you can just smell it somewhere? Right, somewhere?
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I heard rat poison kills you instantly.
I don't
kills
know.
Us?
Kills, yeah, humans. Rat poison.
Maybe, probably enough of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I've seen like movies and stuff where they like put it like in like tea or something. The guy just dies like instantly. It's probably not legit though, but.
Y'all seen Game of Thrones?
Yes.
The way Joffrey died?
The poison and the drink?
But that's like a bad poison. So maybe I wouldn't do that.
That would have to be one of the worst ways to die, I think, is when you eat something and it just.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like imagine someone does poison your shit.
Or what do they do with people that like they, the is it euthanize?
The death. That's so,
that's injections, right?
Yeah.
Like they inject.
That's not a bad way either because it's like they don't feel pain.
I have a friend that is a nurse and she was talking to me about how she doesn't agree with the way that they like the death penalty is right now, like the way that they kill them because mm-hmm. she thinks it's too humane because they give them like they give them a first injection, I guess, that like numbs them and then they give them the other one that kills them. So they're not necessarily like
suffering
when they're dying. And so she was like, that's not like, it's too humane of a death. And I'm like, I just think death is not.
Making them suffer is like even worse though, I feel.
So then, is it like equivalent to like, you're like going to sleep for like a surgery? That's how they die?
Yeah, basically.
Kind of, like their body's numb, but they're awake.
Yeah, they're awake.
Hmm. And then they just slowly fade out.
Yeah.
It seems like a peaceful like
that's way what I'm saying.
Than like some other ones.
So I'll do that to someone and then just stop.
He's just like, you're just injecting someone?
And then no more murder ever again. It's a pretty good deal to me.
Dude, wouldn't you just feel more safe in this world like knowing like that you like the only way to die would be just something like health or like
natural
old age?
Like not human but human?
Like, yeah. Like, just wouldn't the world just be like so much less stress? Like,
oh yeah.
Could just enjoy life without knowing like people are getting fucking killed. Like
just go like 120 down the highway, no worries.
Yeah.
Because no one's gonna kill you. Or you're not gonna kill anyone.
But you can kill yourself.
Well, you could kill
your car.
Yeah, you could definitely kill
someone.
You not
think about that? Like you didn't think about
I'm a good driver though.
Homeboy did just like, okay, when we pulled in here.
I did the fucking Fast and Furious.
He like reversed, like, I've never seen someone do that in my entire life. And the whole time I was just staring at him like, who are you?
Wait, what'd you do?
So I pulled in and I went through the wrong gate. So I was like, fuck, I need to go through the other gate. So I just started reversed all the way to the other gate into my parking spot.
Into a spot.
Wait, you reversed like even past the gate?
Yes.
All the way.
And he was like, they don't make them like this no more.
Like, okay. Bro, remember Tyrese did that on Fast and the Furious?
Yes.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's what I did.
Or no, Paul Walker did. He was driving backwards.
Yeah, a lot of people say I remind them of Paul as well.
R.I.P.
Fucking love that guy. Actually, speaking about Paul Walker or Fast and Furious, they're making like their 10th one.
Dude, they need to quit it.
I think this is the last one. They're calling the Fast Finale.
They're just committed to the bit. We got to respect it.
But the problem is they keep making money. Like, we need to stop giving them money.
Nah,
who's giving them money?
I've never given them money.
Oh, yeah,
I'm there on
yeah.
premiere night.
Yeah.
I love it though. Okay, no, and I finally admit it. The last one was so shitty. I even talked about it here. It was that long ago. At least over a year and a half ago. It was shitty. But I'm going to be there for the new one. And it's the last one. So.
And the next one. And the next one.
Yeah, if they come, you know.
The reunion.
I love seeing like Ludacris and like Tyrese and all those guys. Those guys are fucking funny though.
They should have just stuck to racing. I don't want to see them like fly cars off cliffs.
They're flying Lambos in space.
In space. Like nobody asked for that.
I've never seen any of them.
That's crazy.
Me neither. I think after like 7, they weren't like, they kind of were just going a little downhill.
Downhill, yeah.
They still after were like action, more like action.
7? Yeah, I was like 7.
Fast 6, 7.
It took that
it's,
many?
It's my favorite series though, dude. Like, I just love it.
Is it actually?
It makes sense if it is.
Come on. It makes a lot of sense. It's basic.
I just put simple. That in my notes for your case study. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what crimes?
I think I would kidnap someone.
Ooh.
Because
that's not a bad one.
I'm like really scared of getting kidnapped. And I almost did get kidnapped when I was little. So, and the fear and anxiety it instilled in me at 6 years old, I don't want anyone to ever feel that. So I think I would kidnap someone.
That's a good one.
And then let them go. Obviously.
I would too.
No, you need to come up with something.
Do something on your own.
I'm kidding. No, I did. I think I said I would. I would kill. I would murder too. Something different.
Something different, bro.
You know what you want? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Kidnap's a good one though.
Littering is a good one. I hate people who litter.
Facts.
Save the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never littered in my life.
Is that the music?
Fuck is that?
That was weird noise.
I would say, dude, I would. What's something? What's something bad?
Like, the first.
It's like a. What, you know what I'm saying?
First thing that comes to mind.
Something comes to your mind.
What are even crimes? I can't even think of crimes.
I know. I don't. But think
there's
like
so
a
much
criminal.
Bad shit that happens in the world. We don't like. We don't fucking like. We just go blank. I don't know. What came to your mind though?
What? Silence is the best policy right now. This is
question.
Not good.
That's all I want. I don't know, dude.
Maybe steal?
Steal.
Yeah, but stealing from big corporations isn't a crime to me.
No.
Like stealing from Walmart, I'm like, you go. Like, do it.
Like steal a
candy
bar? I'm
okay with that. Yeah.
Have y'all ever stolen?
Absolutely. From Walmart, yes. I stole a candy bar.
What have y'all stolen?
Clothes and earrings.
Damn. Yeah.
Forever 21, baby.
Forever 21 doesn't give a shit either.
No, they
bro,
didn't.
That store is so fucking huge.
They're selling that shit for pennies.
Bro, like.
Straight up.
They just want you to steal. Then they have like the door on the side. You can just like walk out of that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to care.
It was just kind of fun. I don't know why.
It's a thrill.
You might need help.
How old are you?
Sometime in high school.
That was me too.
She's like, I just did a haul last night.
Posted it on TikTok. Look at my...
Look at my new fucking thrifts.
Fit check.
Fit check. These are my outfit details in my bio.
My OOTD.
The tags aren't available right now, but
couldn't tell you the price.
About to start flipping them things.
Calls the series off the rack.
Wait, we're on to something here.
I know. That's that'd be good. Start Karina, like do you want to like
yeah.
get back into it?
Dude.
I don't
y'all
want
to come out of retirement?
Now I'm like, every dude. Time I go somewhere now, I feel like at the stores, like everyone's watching me.
Oh, dude, the security's probably like more like, yeah. Well, not necessary, but they're probably still more.
I actually heard that Target security is like top level shit.
Really?
Or for like Secret Service?
Like they have cameras and they have people like designated to watching the cameras and they'll fucking find your ass.
That's
H-E-B. Even if you get away with it, next time you come in, they're looking out for you.
Yeah, that's how serious it is. I heard that. Like they have people walking around that are just
they look like regular people, right?
Undercover, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. Bro, because Target actually has some nice ass shit and it's probably easier to steal at Target than anywhere else because it's like going to Walmart. I bet you it's easy to steal at Walmart. It's huge as fuck. And they're only on one side of the Walmart. Like,
doesn't Walmart have the people at the entrances though?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes. They don't check sometimes.
Yeah.
It's usually like a 70-year-old lady, bro.
You can show them a receipt. It could say like a pack of gum and you have a fucking plasma TV with you. Like, they're not going to.
What about when, okay, have you seen those like things where they're in self-checkout and they were like, when I went through the regular checkout, it was like $50 and I was like, put it back. And then I went through self-checkout, it was $7.95. They're like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Loser.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because self-checkout, you check out by yourself.
Yeah.
It's what you
like,
want.
You're the cashier.
But, like you made up a price.
Like you only scan certain items.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah. So say you just scan like 10 gums and you got a whole ass wardrobe, shirts.
I'm just fucking scared of the.
You just
it's like a
bagging.
Loud ass alarm, right? That thing that goes off.
No, I think it's at a HEB. I think HEB is when
the loss prevention people.
HEB has. So say for instance, like you have some milk and. You don't scan the milk, but it's like by the area, it'll ring.
Oh, it's because it weighs it.
So whatever's like, if something's like on there, it's going to know. Like, you got to put it in a bag. If you put it in your cart, it'll be like, oh, you didn't put it in a bag.
But so. You can skip bagging.
You yeah, could you can. After so many times.
Oh, yeah. After so many times, it won't do it.
I know.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dude, and now the next level shit is like, you don't even check out anymore. It just scans it when you walk out.
Doesn't Whole Foods have that cart thing now where if you put it in your cart, it automatically like adds, oh.
That's kind of cool, but kind of
badass.
I think that's scary.
That's just like technology, bro.
But that's so much like,
It seems invasive for some reason.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
It's like you're doing something bad.
It really does.
Like you just walk out like that. Doesn't that, I saw like a video. Doesn't Amazon grocery or something? Amazon has like a
store. At least they were
Amazon Fresh or some shit like that.
I don't know about that, but they had like literal Amazon stores.
Yeah.
That they were testing, I think in like Seattle or somewhere.
Yeah.
Where you would not scan anything. You just get what you want and leave. And it like found a way to charge you. It was like some creepy shit.
Well, it was probably hooked up to your account.
It's hooked up to your Amazon account. Yeah. So it just charges you. But like,
it's fucking crazy.
I don't know how that works. Like they're x-raying everything or something.
Mm. Bro, robots are going to be literally just there working at one point.
We saw iRobot. We do not need that. Like,
Will Smith
went off for us.
I would not.
And now we're going to do that.
For real.
I don't want. I'm terrified of robots.
Nah, robots can be cool.
You got to see Megan, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The robot.
I haven't seen that movie yet.
Mm-mm.
Scary? Oh, shit.
What could happen, yeah.
Mm. If bro, there were more I've Megans. Seen like a robot fuck up, like another robot. Like those guys are strong, bro.
Where
like,
did you see that?
It was like a robot fucking up, like another robot.
He said I was driving down the highway.
He's like on Facebook.
Oh no, this was Twitter shit. You know, like it was Twitter.
On TV.
We're on the TL. Not in person. This looks scary.
I thought you were talking about Transformers or some shit. I was
just down 1604 and just see a fucking robot beating the shit.
That's my favorite part of Transformers is like. All the innocent people just like trying to just get home from work, and there's just fucking like Transformers fighting on the highway.
Shia LaBeouf. Who's cool. Cool guy. How's he doing these days?
He's actually he's on his redemption arc.
For real?
Remember he got like canceled for a bit, and then he did like some podcast. Yeah. He did a podcast and like got very deep and personal. It's actually a good listen, but.
So what is it? Is he like making movies again or what?
I don't know. He like turned into a monk for a while. It's a cool story.
Remember Orlando yes. Brown. Orlando Bloom's fucking
Katy Perry. They have a baby.
Orlando Brown.
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's talking That's about so the guy Raven. From Eddie, That's So Raven.
Oh hell no.
See, he was pretty similar though. He went pretty down.
Eddie's a crackhead, bro.
Yeah, but then he went back up.
He's back down.
No, I thought he was again. Like in the trenches.
He was back up, and then he already went.
I saw a video recently of him saying that. What did he say?
Eddie.
I don't know. He said some crazy shit like.
Is it the video of him talking about Raven?
No, it's that one's the worst more one. Recent. He said that some celebrity right now is. Like he said, like Michael Jackson is Whitney Houston right now. And I was like,
wait, what?
He said like some crazy stuff. And then
just some outlandish shit.
He's just like, mm-hmm.
Well, he was up. I guess he went back down. But, you know, that's fucking crazy. God, I love that guy. I love him.
He can never go back up.
Yeah, I think he's too far gone.
Damn. Yeah.
It's sad to some extent, but.
Bro, hell yeah. A lot of the Disney stars, they like.
Just get fucked up, huh?
He said, just get fucked up. Nickelodeon's not even like better, though.
Yeah, why do we think that happens?
I think life.
I think they just party like adults and then act like adults.
Or they don't have a real childhood. Yeah. They don't have a real childhood.
Yeah. Because a lot of them, like.
They're just like forced into work and then they're like. So they have a rebellious period.
Well, they don't have control over themselves. So, like, as kids, like, we don't have control in a sense. Like, we can still make decisions for ourselves. But when they're in those spaces, like, the networks control everything about them.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Like,
what they're allowed to do.
Their image, like, the way that they're portrayed, like, the way that they're perceived. It's just all about that. And so it's, and then think about, like, all that stuff that's coming out about Dan Schneider. Like,
They were talking about that last week. I don't know who that is.
You don't. He like created like all the Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah,
and like Arthur's a Disney guy.
I was a Disney kid. You know what I'm saying?
He's a Disney guy. Interesting.
Nah, but
says a lot.
It just
says everything.
It's like explains. Dude, it's pretty sick what that dude was like, how he was and stuff, and all those, and they were all like kids, and like now they're all coming out like talking about it. Now it's pretty.
But what's confusing is like. How there's so many of them that are still like popular today, but they're not saying anything. So that's like, maybe it was just happened? Like certain people. Certain ones were like, Like the whole Zoe 101 cast, except that girl. I'm like,
Quinn?
Why her? No, not Quinn. What was her name?
Quinn.
Don't ask me.
I know. Don't even look at him.
Lola, who? Fuck. Dude, I remember
Lola. Lola is hilarious.
She got like kicked off like the first season.
Oh, Victoria Justice?
No.
No, she replaced her.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name, but I remember what she looks like.
Fuck. Yeah. I thought it was Lola.
Lola?
Her name. I don't know her real name, but yeah. Gina.
No. Oh, Regina George?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. That's the one.
You've seen her? You know she?
That is the one.
That's Fetch.
That's so yeah, Fetch. No, okay, Gretchen Wieners.
That was fucking clutch. I love that movie. That's classic, that bro. Is a classic. Mean Girls. I don't make them like that no more.
How do you feel about Lindsay, though?
She's on her redemption arc.
Fuck yeah, she is.
I think I saw her news when I was a kid. She had news. They leaked. They leaked. I think
was that one of your dreams? Or
I know, I wish. Because I was thinking about last week.
I don't know if it was real life or
we
not.
We talked about Vanessa Hudgens.
I did.
But I did see him,
we
though.
We talked about Vanessa Hudgens last week. That was the first news I saw as a kid. Bro, I don't think anybody remembers. Lindsay Lohan had a drop that got released.
She had an iCloud drop.
She was nice.
The cloud.
That's unfortunate.
The cloud leaked. They infiltrated the cloud.
It was lit. The fucking cloud in 2000.
They got past the encryption, bro.
In 2007, bro. They're out there just leaking everyone's shit.
Hacked, bro. Hacked.
God damn.
It was before they figured out how to run the cloud correctly.
Yeah, they
millions already suffered.
Thousands paid the price. All right, let's move on. So Jeremy said is tipping at Subway. I was like, what? But then I thought about it. I was like, bro, it goes beyond Subway. How do we feel about every place you go to asking for a tip? Coffee shop, Subway, anywhere.
And you might, I'm interested to hear your part on that. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, because you were a barista.
I work for tips right now.
Oh, and right now.
Yeah.
No, but that's different. You're a server.
But as a barista?
As a barista or like someone who throws.
Okay, think about like Chipotle. They ask for tips too, though. Don't they have the
any place like that has a screen? Like
that, yeah, places that necessarily like don't serve you. But then again, they are serving you.
They're serving you, but they're not but they're doing not, the, like, they're not taking, putting that work in.
Not taking care of me, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's not a commitment.
Taking care of me.
Because you think of like a traditional person who gives you you tip is like, yeah, they come to your table, ask for your drink, bring your food.
Yeah,
restaurant vibe.
It's like a half hour minimum commitment, maybe an hour, maybe longer.
But you go to like a Subway,
just slapping that shit together in 2 minutes, bro.
And they got a whole ass team.
I mean, they got a fucking team.
Working at the coffee shop, though, I built relationships with so many people. So like, I knew their orders, but I also like knew things about them. And so I had like one customer that every Christmas he would like give us like $50 because like he knew us, like we would give him his coffee every day. So I personally, when I go out to like get a coffee, I tip $2 minimum every time. But it's also because I know what it's like to be behind that counter.
True. Put in that work.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with it, because I feel like it adds to the owner of the business or the corporation, whoever it is, being able to pay less hourly because they know that tips are going to make up for it. So it's almost like promoting that. It's promoting a tipping culture, which, by the way, is really only a thing in America. Not only a thing, but primarily a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to restaurants in like Europe and they pay their servers enough to where they don't really need tips.
They don't even really, you don't.
So that's my only issue with it. That's why.
But that's like such like a Western thing, because we have to work for everything we have. Like we have to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and get our shit done.
And exactly.
Also, depends kind of like where you live too, right? Because I think someone was just telling me, I've never been. You've been to Miami. Don't they have like a service fee plus a tip? Mm-hmm. Like automatically there's a service fee on like where you eat.
Yeah.
So we don't have that here, which is like, they're already pissed. They'll piss way more people off here.
And then you still tip.
And then you still have to tip. So it's like, some places have like extra fees and shit. Like,
we also live in Texas though, and our minimum wage is ass. Yeah. Like our minimum wage sucks ass.
We shouldn't be expected to tip certain people. Like if you're pouring me a cup of coffee, like,
all right, crumble cookie.
But what about when they have that, like the Starbucks I go to, now they give you the thing where it's like you swipe your card and then it shows you
the screen,
like, the tip.
The screen is what the fucks screen me fucked up.
Everything up because it's now here are your options and the minimum's 15, baby.
It'll show you. It already have your tip already in it. Yeah. So if you don't want a tip, you're gonna go out of your way.
You
to
have
like,
to click the no, and then they're gonna know it right away.
Oh, they're smart as
it's fucked up, dude.
How many times I've exited that shit? I'm like, oh my god, crumble cookie. No, I was asking, what do you think they deserve a tip or not?
You eat that
crumble? I love crumble.
Do you like crumble?
I've only had it once. I didn't love what? It. I love.
They just look like
it.
Mounds of sugar.
Well, some
that's basically what cookies are.
No, that's no, but true, some but cookies
like,
are like
they're like hefty. Like it's like a brick. You let that thing sit like out for one. A little bit. You throw it. It go knock someone out.
There's some thickies you like crumble, for sure. You
like tips.
To be honest, I do.
You do like crumble.
Yeah, and I like when they bake. Like it's not baked. Like it's raw. Like it's
crumble.
I would hope they're getting paid enough to be doing what they're doing.
Well, that's another thing. Though. I feel like they're probably not getting paid. Like. Okay, I'm just taking it. I feel like maybe
I think it's
$12, $11 yeah, bucks an hour.
Like 10
if
bucks.
That, maybe. I'm just taking it. I don't think they're getting paid more than $15 an hour.
So don't get mad at the people not tipping you. Get mad at the fucking owners of your, get mad at your employer.
Okay, so what should, it's a good topic though. What should like people, coffee shops, Chipotle, what should their hourly, they probably should be? What'd you say?
Minimum 15.
15.
Minimum.
That's how. 15, 16. One of my friends came from Washington and they didn't realize like the way that tipping is here. And so like, I guess in Washington, their minimum wage is like 15 bucks. So baristas get that and then tipped on top of it.
Oh, shit.
And so he's like, I don't ever tip up there because like to him, he's like, they're literally making 15 an hour. Like that's more than enough to live off of.
Yeah.
But then when I told him about the difference here, he was like tipping like way more. So I don't know. I just.
Yeah. It's fucked up. It can go either way.
We need to probably riot.
Unionize?
I think we need to unionize and riot.
We just got to make one big decision. Are we all going to tip?
I vote no, because that's the only way we infiltrate the system.
Well, that's
because then all the employees are going to quit because their employers aren't paying them enough.
That's already happening.
There we go.
Yeah, it's keep already going, happening.
Keep quitting.
Keep quitting.
We're no fucking cookies.
I talked about that in class yesterday.
Keep quitting.
Bro. To quit.
No cookies.
We're no fucking cookies.
Keep quitting. Hashtag quit tipping. Just get it over.
Starts crying.
Bro, no one gets a
no, tip your waitresses.
No one
though.
Gets a paycheck. Like
tip your servers. Yeah. Also, they should get paid more. Let's be real.
Okay, well, at the bar. Yeah, how much at the bar? How much at the bar are you tipping? Because I
I'm always a $5 person. 10.
On what kind of tab?
I'll do so.
He said depends what my bank account's looking like.
30 bucks, 25 bucks, $5.
What if you're in the negatives?
Then I won't. I gotta wait till I get paid for them.
You're like, I'll give you a hug.
I'll get you.
You're like, then I'm asking my friend.
Then
for
I'm
a
like,
joke.
Hey, just keep that card shredded. Shit's not gonna fucking work.
Shit's
anyways,
negative
bro.
Anyway, bro.
I'll do about $1, maybe $2 a drink, if I go like.
Together. Yeah, I think so too.
It's about right. I will probably no more than really like. I'm not like one of those guys who like tips like $20.
Yeah,
I mean because. I could, I can.
If you were loaded, would you though?
If I was loaded,
say money's
if
not,
I was like loaded, money's not an option.
Money's not a problem.
Oh, I would love
how
to
much are you tipping the
one
fucking
day, bro? I hope I am loaded like that because I would love to like just be so generous.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's not a good
I'm all me. Wow, really?
I know.
I would, bro, if I could. Yeah.
I mean, of course I would too, especially if they're very nice and stuff, but I wouldn't do it every time.
No. It's really the people who like, you could tell those people like go out of their way. Like,
yeah.
Some people are just like, hey, you want a fucking vodka soda? Like,
yeah.
Here's fucking $2.
Just giving you dirty looks and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, you know what? You pay me. You pay fucking me. Making me a jerk.
All right. Next topic from Monica. She said, thoughts on Drake's show at the Apollo. Was the set list perfect in your opinion? So for those who don't know, Drake did like a kind of random concert at the Apollo Theater. I think it's like a smaller venue in Harlem, like kind of a legendary venue.
Do you know why he had it there?
I think it was just some type of partnership with Sirius XM because he has like a radio show on Sirius XM. So I think it was only one show.
Dude, I didn't even see him post or anything about it. Like, I just
saw I don't even think they sold tickets beforehand, or maybe they did, but it was also people had to wait to get in.
Yeah, I saw literally a clip like one morning. I was like, some girl was like, Drake opened up with Over My Dead Body.
Yeah, so is
and I was like, wait, what? And I looked at it and I was like, It looked like Drake was performing like in a bedroom. I was like,
yeah, it was kind of cool the way they did it because it was like formatted as like a journey through his like career, basically. Mm-hmm. So there was like, what? Just oh, crying. I thought you were disagreeing.
No, it just makes me cry.
Love that,
because there was one clip that Kyle actually sent me, and there's just some fucking white man in a suit on stage watching him perform. I was like, what the fuck is
this? He has like actors. I saw that.
I was like, something doesn't feel right about this, but in the context of the show, that was supposed to be like a record exec, like passing on him or something like that.
Dude, can he do that like on like a go on a whole tour and do that?
Because I would love
it. It was pretty cool.
That's what he needs to
do. I saw a girl explaining that. So it was because of the radio, his radio station, and that tickets were being given out to people who are subscribed or have a subscription to SiriusXM and listened to the radio station, and they were just sending them to random people.
That's so cool.
And by listening.
That's creative.
So, and then stuff there, I guess, that there was free merch, there were free drinks, free
shirts and stuff like that. Because I don't know how big the venue is, but not very big at all. So it was like a select amount of people who got to go.
Drake did the same. He did something similar like years ago. Houston, he did Warehouse Live, and that was one of his first shows back with like Lil Wayne era, like 2008, whatever, 9. And then honestly, 2000, like probably like 15, 16, he went to Warehouse Live, and literally they were just giving out free tickets. Like if you just showed up like outside, you'll get a ticket to like go in. Yeah. Like it wasn't even like you had to buy or anything. You just have to wait. People will fucking just wait.
Exclusive.
Yeah, but it'll be like the type like they'll tell like a day advance or something. Like,
yeah.
I like that Drake does shit like that.
It's crazy at this point though, because he's had such a long career. Like he literally did songs, like in terms of the set list, he did songs from every album, even Thank Me Later, which is like everyone forgot about that album.
See, that's why I want him to do that like in a legit tour.
I would pay so much. Yeah, like money.
That's what we want. Right?
A Drake fan would be so satisfied.
At this point in life, like he's done so much shit. Like, just go on a whole tour and do that same exact.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you could probably make it longer and do more shit. But, like, I think we need to, like, just throw old songs, new songs. The best, like, of Drake.
Yeah. He doesn't even have to have anything new. Like, I'm okay.
He really doesn't.
The best I ever had tour.
He's like George Strait, but of rap.
Oh, he's
The George Strait of rap?
Yeah.
I believe you. I just have to trust you on this
one. He's the king of country.
Okay.
And he did, like, 50 greatest hits.
You know who my king of country is?
Oh, no.
Garth Brooks.
Okay.
He said it like, you just said it so powerful. Like
I was aggressive with
you
that.
You love that guy.
I fucking love Garth Brooks for some reason, bro. He's got them hits.
What's your favorite song?
What does he sing?
Friends in Low Places.
Can you give us a little sample?
I've got friends in low places.
You heard those at a lot of like.
Yeah, I heard that at the Corny Bar.
Bro, y'all tell me that.
Some kettle corn.
Y'all tell me that song doesn't hit, bro.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
I don't think so.
Garth Brooks doesn't sing.
I know that song.
Where the whiskey drowns.
Neon Moon.
And the beer chases.
And the beer chases.
My blues away.
Mm-mm. The blues away.
Yeah.
Who sings Neon Moon? Oh, Brooks and Dunn.
Yes.
Neon Moon. That's a good one right there. That one just makes me want
to. No, you have to sample it.
Neon Moon.
I sounded like shit because I'm singing. I mean, I'm sick, by the way.
For some reason, I feel like that is how it goes.
You're
no,
sick.
I just Neon Moon go. I can't even think right now. I love that song, though. You know, there was one guy named Josh. Josh Abbott? Is it?
Peck?
Josh Peck.
Wait, that's from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, no. that's fucking Drake and Josh. That's
interesting.
No, yeah, I'm culture.
Disney kid.
Josh. I'm culture, bro.
Yeah, bro, come on.
I feel like when you were a kid, you would have been an iPad kid if you grew up in this.
Yo, I was the OG iPad kid. I was a Dell kid.
A Dell kid.
A Dell kid, bro.
Bro, Josh Peck's cool, though. Dude, that guy is, I still watch him. I have him on Instagram. He's actually pretty entertaining.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's always been like an OG. Can you believe like we've seen him legit from like 11 years old?
Not necessarily.
He was on the Amanda show. Never watched the Amanda? Oh, you were a Nickelodeon.
Oh, I watched that too.
He said I watched that too. That's one of the OG Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah, I was more OG than you motherfuckers.
Wait. Oh, so you are Nick.
Nick.
I was a Nick kid at some point.
At some point in your life. Bro, the Amanda show was
I was
dope.
Just more cultured. Did y'all watch Disney?
Bro,
yeah, yes, we watched
So the
everything.
Future, even Stevens.
We watched both.
Proud
yeah.
Family.
I think you so did too.
Wait.
I know, like, I feel like you just don't want to, you don't want to be like a Disney. Nick boy.
You would always a Nick like, boy. I'm not.
Well, if
Nick
I got to jump
kid.
On a train, it's the Disney train, bro.
All right, but just stop. Like, you don't give any love to Nickelodeon, bro. Like, it's kind of fucked up.
SpongeBob can suck my ass. I'm just kidding.
That kind it of can, a, though. That kind of offended me a little.
Good.
Okay.
I used to love, I feel like, bro, you would have liked the, like, Danny Phantom. Like, you would have loved that show.
Didn't watch that.
Danny Phantom?
Did y'all watch Rocket League?
Yes. The Rocket skateboard? Rocket Power, like, bro.
Rocket Power?
Rocket Power. Rocket League's League.
The game. Oh, my bad, my bad. Rocket League's a video game, bro. Rocket Power, bro. Yeah. Did you watch Rocket Power?
Mm-mm.
So you're uncultured, not me.
That's one show.
One show? You didn't see the other show.
You thought it was Rocket League.
Yeah. You see, you would have been an iPad kid for sure. Yeah. Like, the way
it's
he's
been
like,
years, all right? Give me a break.
Nah, those nah. Good shows. They don't. Make, I really feel bad for kids these days. They don't have it good at all.
Well, we don't know what they have.
No, I tried the other day. I was on Nickelodeon. I said, what do they watch? Some
oh,
bullshit.
Yeah. You just strolled.
Bullshit. I just was like.
The thing is, the kids are these days aren't on Nickelodeon. They're watching fucking Mr. Beast on YouTube and shit.
That's true, bro.
I don't even know what
but
that
see,
is.
But see, we were on YouTube, too.
You don't know Mr. Beast?
No.
He's the biggest YouTuber
he's
in the world.
Probably on another level that nobody will ever reach.
Well, he hasn't reached
he's gonna no this year.
I don't know.
He's about to give out. Did you see that video? He wants to give out $1 billion this year.
A billion
throughout the year to like work is to get out, give out $1 billion. That's his goal.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Like throughout the year, like he's gonna throw a million here, a million there, blah blah.
How have I never heard of this person?
Oh,
he
gets
he's
like
the coolest guy.
He gets
ever.
Like 100 million views per video, straight up.
And he's like what? A cool average guy. If you see him in a.
He's like some dude from Ohio. He's like,
yeah. Apparently he still lives like there in like a tiny
talk
little.
Talk about a guy who
home.
Like. You would never think he's like the fucking.
He does videos like last to leave the circle wins $50,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like random okay. Challenge videos and stuff like that.
So like how long are they in the circle?
Bro, people don't
they
leave
were
that
there
shit
for a couple days.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cap.
But then some people would leave. And he would still give them like money or like a yeah. Prize or something.
He's just interesting. A YouTube dude.
That sounds like he's just doing experiments on humans.
He's honestly entertaining, but like I'm sure most of his audience is like kids.
Dude, he created a whole ass what is it, Squid Games?
Oh yeah, did you ever watch Squid Games?
No.
He basically recreated it in real life.
Mm. Like the real
see, that's, people.
That's kind of scary. Like that's genuinely kind of scary.
Kind of a lot is. Of work, a lot of money though, for sure.
Shitload of money.
Cause like $50 million to do that.
Yeah.
I wonder what his bank account looks like.
Yeah, cause he seems like he just gives it all away or spends it.
That's what he literally says. He's like, he's so rich that he's like, doesn't really.
Yeah. He just reinvests it.
Yeah.
Imagine he just has like $1,000.
$600 in his checkings. I'll go look him up.
All right. Well, we don't know how to stay on topic.
No. Oh,
what was the question?
So what do we think about the set list?
We love it.
I thought we were still on tipping.
Monica's question was it the perfect set list?
Can you go over it?
What'd you say?
I thought we were still on the tipping question.
Like no, now we're on
the
Drake.
Tipping.
We moved on to Drake.
Yes, it was perfect. We love him.
No tip. What'd you say?
No. Hashtag quit tipping, bro.
He said quit working.
All
stop.
The service
hashtag stop working and
bro,
also
stop
I swear
tipping.
To God, I'm
going
to tell you now, they
stop
need to
living.
Pay people at IHOP way more money because those people fucking grind. Fuck? All right. I was there the other night.
Mm.
Probably three workers. Maybe two. Well, there was three. One left. So then there was only two working. And man, there was probably about 15 of us. One was cooking and one was just giving the food. And it tasted good, bro. So I deserve, they need more. Like they need
that's
pay
true.
More. They probably she probably got pissed and left.
And they're probably making minimum wage out there, bro. Stop tipping them. Make their employers
well,
pay more.
Legendary.
May not correct.
Anyways, give us some highlights from the set list.
Okay. So he opened with Over My Dead Body.
Okay.
He played Trust Issues and Marvin's Room back to back.
That already makes it perfect.
Sounds like I'm just crying.
I was depressed at that point.
He did karaoke Best I Ever Had in Headlines all back to back.
Wow.
Old ass songs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
He obviously he played like Controlla, One Dance. Like
ooh.
He went
Dance Hall Drake.
In My Feelings, Passion Fruit.
Oof.
And then of course he ended it with Legend.
Ooh.
That was a statement.
That's
right
probably
there.
A cool way to go out.
I'm a legend.
When I die, I'm a legend.
Yeah, that's a good, it's really interesting. A mix of songs. What songs on there from, well, besides Are My Dead Body from Take Care?
Take Care.
Well, Marvin's Room.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, Marvin's Room was on there. Practice was on there.
Oh.
Headlines. Heifer.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He did a good amount from there. I think that's it. But he basically ended with his newer shit because that's when he brought like 21 Savage out.
Yeah.
They did Rich Flicks, Privilege Rappers, Jimmy Cooks, Knife Talk, and then he ended with Legend.
I seriously feel like Drake's going to end his career when LeBron ends his career. And I don't think LeBron's ever going to end his career.
Dude, you know what? They're actually synonymous. You know why? Because like LeBron is low-key playing like better than he maybe has ever had.
No, literally.
Yeah, he is.
And Drake just keeps getting better.
Bro, I just saw it earlier yesterday. LeBron, I think, is averaging 3 more points than what he did in 2013, 10 years ago, when he won the MVP that season.
Yeah.
And he's fucking 10 years later, 38 years old, and he's fucking...
There's a clip of Dwayne Wade talking about him, or I don't know when it was, in the past year, where he's talking about like, yeah, watching, like just viewing from a fan perspective now, because he was obviously teammates with him and shit. He's like, this is the best LeBron we've ever seen.
He's
like, he keeps getting better.
He's a fucking...
He's a better leader. Better defender. He has more range now. It's like he's doing more than he was.
Tuesday, he finally beat the Clippers. He scored over 40 points. Jeez. He's officially scored over 40 points against every team in the NBA.
That's fucking crazy.
And he's about to, isn't he passing Kareem?
He's like 250 points away, which they said it should be technically. I mean, they said within the next month.
They were saying that they think he's going to do it before All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend's just going to be like all about honoring LeBron.
Should be.
Yeah. That's literally what they were saying.
Dude, I think he has it in his head. He knows he can drop fucking 40 points. Like, he knew he just had to beat the Clippers and over 40 points.
Dude, but
they didn't win, but got 40 points.
There's a clip of him the other night just fucking staring at the ground for like a minute straight. Like, he
disassociating.
He fucking hates his team, I think.
He hates his team, bro.
Because they're not doing shit.
I feel bad for him.
Like, he wants championships, bro.
Dude, put him on a better team. Mm-hmm.
He asked for that.
He should have never left Cleveland.
True, he did.
He did that to himself.
And then Anthony Davis always fucking hurt. Like, he just...
Anthony Davis is a liability because he's always injured.
Bro.
Like, that's just straight up how it is.
It sucks, bro, because LeBron is fucking killing it. Like, even if you put him like on a young, like, OKC team or something, like... If LeBron was on the fucking Cavs, like,
that's what I just said.
Imagine, like, if he just went back home.
He should have never left Cleveland.
That team would fucking win a championship, hands fucking down.
But y'all have to understand, like, he's playing the way he is right now. His son is going to be in the league within the next 2 years, like, 100%.
That's what he's waiting for.
He's already said, wherever I go, my son's going to go. So any team that gets him in the next 2-3 years is also going to get his son. Like, he's, like, playing this.
Is Bronny, like, good enough?
So he said, I mean,
he's a little small, though.
He's technically a point guard. He's 6'3". But think of, like, Kyrie, same height type style. But he became an All-American, McDonald's All-American. I mean, he's pretty good, dude. He's pretty fucking cold. And he's getting better. Like, bro, for him being a point guard, dude, he slams the shit out of the ball. Like, just like LeBron. Like, he plays like a big point guard, which is good.
I feel for him, though, because like for your dad to be LeBron,
it's a lot of
like that's a
that
lot
sucks,
to live
man.
Up to.
Pick a different sport. I would pick a different sport.
Yeah.
Well, he games too. He's also a professional gamer. Technically,
he's not professional. Really? He's just
he's on the gaming team.
Yeah, he's like a.
What's those gaming guys called?
He streams.
FaZe? Is he on FaZe?
FaZe on FaZe.
Yeah, but he's not a professional. He's just like.
He's
on
sure
a team.
Be, though,
he's
right?
Basically like a content creator.
So iPad kid, let us know. Give us like the lowdown
on
how that works.
I'm in those circles, bro.
He said, I play against all the time, bro.
Fuck you, man. Rocket League.
Are you on a team?
Okay, Rocket League.
No.
You're like against Fate?
He's playing with like 12-year-olds.
I have a Fortnite clan. What the fuck are you talking about?
So do you ever play against those guys? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Arthur and Ron, they like build up these little villages and then... They go and like fucking battle each other.
Dude, me and Ron have gone to war, bro.
And I've watched and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys playing?
Yeah, me and Ron, we play like fucking, what's it called? Age of Empires and shit.
You said, what the fuck are you?
You just build a civilization and you go to war.
You just what gotta the see.
They like just historically war? Accurate. Yes.
Do you have guns?
No, it's like horses and shit.
He's got to feed the animals so that they can make the food so that the people can eat, and yep. then the men can go to the war. Like, why?
Arthur's doing this. I'm at Sandbox getting fucked up.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That sounds way more.
That's
fun.
What I'm at home doing,
that
bro.
Sounds more fun.
I'm strategizing.
There's horses. Oh hell,
I'm building.
Yeah.
I'm building.
This sounds like some cool shit. I wish there was guns. That would be kind of cool, like to shoot. Like.
There's war games too. You ever heard of Call of Duty?
I know. That's there.
Oh, fucking damn, bro. Gaming's the way to life, though. Honestly.
It really is, bro. Y'all are sleeping on gaming.
Nah, I'm a hobby. You were gaming, remember?
Oh, yeah. I played the game where I had to cook food and serve it. And
there's games for everyone.
But that's kind of like real life for people. So
you learn something.
Isn't it weird, like, some of the best games are like just shit you do in real life. I used to drive around Grand Theft Auto like
I was about to say that
stopping right at stoplights and like turning my blinker on. And I thought that was the coolest
shit. I would
shit.
Never run over the lady crossing the street.
No, I would let them cross. Take my time.
Nah, there's something. I'll just pull out a fucking AK-47. And
sometimes I'd run them over and murder them.
I just think of Nintendogs.
What?
Nintendogs.
Man, that sounds familiar.
You with like the DS and you'd get a pet and you'd get to take care of it.
That's
like the hit. Only game I ever played.
I forgot
played.
About
Wait,
that.
Fuck, you just unlocked something in my brain.
You're welcome.
You remember you had a whole ass dog?
I had a lab.
I don't think I ever played it. I remember people playing it though.
Yeah, but I'll be like, hey, what do you play? All the cool kids at the DS.
On the bus.
Never had one. Yeah, on the bus.
On the bus.
Always
water.
I'm like, hey,
bro.
Can I see? Let me see your little
your little dog.
The stylus.
Your little
thing?
Stylus. I want a style.
Damn.
I want a style.
Damn. DS? PSP? I used to have a PSP.
Me too. I found one of my games the other day.
For real?
It was like NBA 2003 or some shit.
Do you still
Who
have
won
the PSP?
Championship in 2003?
Spurs.
Good job.
It wasn't 2003.
Who was the MVP?
It was one of those old ass games.
Who was the MVP of
I
that?
Don't remember.
Of the series?
Oh, yeah, the series.
Come on.
From the Spurs? You don't remember?
Probably fucking Duncan. Did y'all even know?
Wait, was it David?
No, 99 was David. 2003 was Duncan.
He was holding the trophy. They did a flop because, 99.
Yeah,
2003 was
Get
Duncan.
Get your facts straight.
Okay.
You're like,
wait.
Who was the MVP?
Are we right?
Speedy Claxton was
Who was the series MVP in 2014?
Huh?
Don't even say
My
his
God,
name.
Bro.
Don't even say his name. Why are you doing that?
He still did that for us.
He did. And that's fine.
Shout out Kawhi Leonard. Curtis.
Hey, did you go to the, Alamo Dome?
I did go to the Alamo Dome.
How did you feel about it?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's explain what we're talking about.
All right. The Alamo Dome.
Yeah.
So the Spurs it's the 50th year of the Spurs. So they did like a commemorative game in the Alamo Dome celebrating 50 years because that's where they like used to play. It's not where they originally played, but it's where they played for a decent amount of time before the AT&T Center. And so they did a bunch of stuff. Like we played the Warriors and they even commemorated like Steve Kerr for what he did on our team. And it was really cool, but,
broke the attendance record,
69,000. And we got
69,
69.
Yeah.
Doesn't even fit that many people.
It's
no,
because people sat on the floor.
On the floor.
Holy
the
moly.
Small.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I think 66 is like
the
capacity,
max.
But
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
Cool. The whole Steve Kerr thing was cool. That was dope.
So y'all both at the game. How was it?
So I was going to say, it was a fucking great time. We got our ass killed.
Yes, we did.
But to be in that bitch was fun, bro. Like, it was fucking...
That's what I heard. Like, it's just like a party.
It was 30... We were down by, 30 points, and they were doing the wave?
Yep.
It's yep. Fucking wave.
Puro Santa 20 right there.
Bro, everyone's in that bitch. It was... Dude, it was lit. I think what, like, just sucked, though, is that besides that, like, if that was just any normal game, obviously, when we did it for like the whole experience of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it just sucks to like not get that excitement anymore, bro. Like, mm-hmm. You know, going to Spurs game as kids, like you were just excited as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, luckily, my brother got so it was like standing tickets, or whatever. So we were just pretty lucky to like be, I guess you would call it equivalent to probably like row like 15 from like the court or whatever, right? And it was just a standing area. Everyone just standing like, if you lose your spot, you lose your spot. So we were there and like, I was there for probably like two quarters. And then I was like, you know, I mean, it was cool, whatever. So I just kind of backed up a little bit. I didn't care to be that close anymore. But I was just thinking like, dude, like this team, like, it's such a young team. Like, there's just no excitement, bro.
Youngest
like,
team in the NBA.
We need that, like, fucking, like,
yeah.
We need that that first pick, bro. We need to get the team
Victor.
Back on
we
track.
Need a, we need a
we
superstar.
Need Victor. We need a superstar. We need Victor.
We Wembanyama. Do, bro. We need that him. Dude. I already saw this. There was a lady wearing a jersey.
Yeah.
I already had a jersey of him already. Like
Victor who?
Wembanyama.
The dude I showed you.
Remember? Oh, you did show me him.
7'3", plays like a fucking animal, and he's...
He's like French, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we love the French.
Plays like a guard, a center, power forward. Can do it all. We need him.
All
he'll change
dude.
The culture of the say, hey.
We need him. I just like... I think we've never experienced like a rebuild, like a proper rebuild. Yeah. We've been so blessed. Like we, until I was 22 years old, like we had made the playoffs every single year of my life.
Yeah.
And like we had done so much and I don't know. I think it's hard. Like, but then you see these like little like sparks of like growth in our players and these like little moments where you're like, they're going to be so freaking good.
Eventually.
Yeah, but it's like, they're just so young.
All
they're just so young.
Yeah, sooner or later.
Fucking eventually.
But do you think it's hard for to get players to the Spurs recently?
The market?
Because it just feels like these young players, like they want that, the lavish, like.
They kinda, want the spotlight.
They want the flash.
Yeah. And the Spurs is very.
They
want
to be on ESPN every day.
Yes, like small. Or like small feeling,
small
culture,
humble,
like,
yeah.
Humble, traditional. And I feel like the players don't want to come here.
Yeah.
Because they I mean, want, they'd rather be in like LA or Atlanta or.
Yeah.
There's something to that for sure.
True. No,
well,
yeah,
DJ left and look at him now. So
that's why if you look at our stars, it's always been people who like weren't flashy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like Tim Duncan fundamental.
Kawhi Leonard.
Even Kawhi was like so fucking good, but he was had the personality of a rock. Like
essentially.
Like it didn't matter.
Ginobili was our most brightest dude. Like they
yeah.
Don't even talk about him. Don't even talk about
him. I love that fucking man. Tony Parker though was just like just
Tony Parker just did his thing too.
He like, just rapped in French.
None of them really cared to be in the none of them cared to be in the spotlight.
No.
Yeah. So
that's what made the team so.
It's because our culture is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like Karina was saying.
Maybe we should embrace the flashy culture, bro. let's get our shit on the map.
No, RC would never allow it.
Yeah.
RC?
RC?
Yeah, I know. I'm on a first name basis.
Isn't so whatever happened with the fucking allegations, bro?
Oh my God.
Did we just forget
Primo.
About that? The doctor?
I literally forgot about Josh Primo.
I don't want to talk about it.
God, man. Well, that guy was already stepping up for us.
I don't know, but I thought I saw on Twitter that. She dropped the charge.
Oh, really?
So
oh, she
got
did.
Paid.
Oh, she got paid
she
out.
She got paid. Yeah, 100%.
We're going to get to the bottom over here on Thoughts and Players.
He had a girlfriend, though, right? Did he have a girlfriend?
We're going to
Yeah, he does.
He had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
That fucking...
The night before, like, shit hit the fan, him and his girlfriend deleted their Instagrams. Like,
oh, they already knew ahead of time.
Like, they... Oh, I mean, he came out with a statement, something about his mental health.
Yeah.
Knowing, like, to me, that's where I was like... Mm-hmm. Like once everything kind of hit, I was like, damn, you're a nasty dude if that's what you're gonna say. Like you're gonna try to blame it on like mental health. That discredits a bunch of people that struggle with that.
Mm-hmm. Dude was like 19, right?
Yeah.
Like
19-year-old fucking weirdo.
Fuck. Damn, dude. It's gonna be interesting. Like if just because she dropped the charges, if he would ever come back to the NBA or if they would like allow him to.
I don't like, want to see like him on the
team,
court.
Obviously. To a different team, yeah, maybe. It really depends what all happened. We still don't really know.
Yeah, did she still work there?
No, she left.
But look like the Deshaun Watson was like, I mean, his situation too, like that's, he had what, over like 25 girls or something
28
like that.
Allegations.
20.
God.
And like he.
And there's still more.
Yeah,
like,
and he got.
It's still happening.
He got fucking, yeah, maybe a year off, but he sued it back up. Like, I feel like, I don't know, bro. Some people just have. Power in some way, no matter what.
I think it just shows like how obviously our country is so sports obsessed, and that's something that we heavily value is competition. And these organizations like the NBA and the NFL, specifically the NFL with the Deshaun Watson stuff, like it shows how much they don't value women, in my opinion. Because to let that guy, like also the Browns, screw them, because they're the ones that like attained him. And now they let him play. And I'm just like, what is this saying to like your daughters? Like, what is this saying to your wives? What is this saying to your sisters, your mothers? Like when you're allowing this guy that it's not just a one-time allegation. There were 28 allegations against women. Mm-hmm. Like I just, It's so frustrating.
No fucking oopsies. Like
it's
that just, shit.
It's, yeah, it's not a oopsies. Yeah. Exactly.
It's profit above everything, really.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's women on one hand, and then you have like the CTE stuff that they sweep under the rug.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do sweep
all
that under the rug.
They pay a lot of money to like make sure it does not come out, or they try their best to suppress it.
Yeah.
Oh, so man. It's there's a lot of different areas.
Someone money against people who don't, like you're always gonna find a way to.
But wealth it's is fucked power. Up, man. Wealth is power here.
It's so fucked up.
Country.
For real. Crazy. Hashtag quit tipping, bro.
Hashtag quit tipping.
That's a good name. Bro. Listen to quit tipping.
Oh my god.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, let's wrap it up.
Shit.
Everything.
Hashtag quit tipping, bro.
Hashtag quit tipping, bro.
It's really that
they
simple.
They don't need your tips, bro. Honestly.
They don't need your tips. Kidding. They're employers. They do.
Tip the good ones, you know what I'm saying?
Tip me. That's it.
Tip the fuck
tip us. Yeah. How about that? Send me some money. Negatives.
Yo, Vemma was.
Hashtag tip at restaurants, but nowhere else.
Maybe Crumble, because they make good cookies.
Maybe Crumble.
They got some good cookies. Bro, next time I go, I'm like, you know what? Because I do the curbside. So like, it was like, oh, here's your tips included. Like $3 extra. I'm like, wait,
or Cold Stone, because they do that little song when you tip.
Cold Stone makes me throw up.
Dude, a lot.
You got a weak stomach.
Ice cream makes you throw up.
Dude, something's wrong with me, bro.
Bro, I tried Andy's the other day.
Andy's is good.
Try right now. Go to Andy's. You might throw up and shit. At the
oh,
same
I've been
time?
There. I went there with her actually.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Did you throw up?
Didn't throw up.
It's fucking
you ate
good.
That. You ate it up.
I ate that shit up and I went back like it was a couple like, weeks it's later.
Caught a, it's caught a concrete.
Frozen custard.
That damn concrete.
Dude, I got the thing that had like 4 different chocolates in it.
Yeah, you did. That shit was rich.
Shit was rich as hell.
Bro, my shit had like fun.
Shit was richer than the NFL, bro.
It's richer than you.
Yo, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, shit. I'm so excited.
Wait, you said his part?
This man just started saying the whole damn thing.
Yeah, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
Players.
We out.
Bye.